What would you say that, that's pretty bad. I mean, I got three up there.
Right, and you missed them all.
What would you say he was? He would be her.
Her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Provided that she cared for him.
Yeah. And she would be his...
His girlfriend.
Or say if he came home late at night and his little brother found lipstick all over his closet. Ah, you've been
smooching.
Anything besides that you've ever heard you? Smooching.
Necking.
Necking.
Petting.
Petting. Making out.
Yeah.
Kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Or say if he asked her, if he was really getting serious, he said, well, let's get
married.
But if, say, turns out she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
She jilted him.
Or if, on the other hand, they went ahead and got married at the ceremony, the man who stands up with the groom, you call him the
best man.
What about the equivalent for the bride?
I guess it'd be either the matron or the maid of honor.
What's the difference?
A matron of honor is married. A maid of honor is a single woman.
I think this came up in conversation. I'm not sure, but have you ever heard of any particular terms for a very noisy ceremony after a wedding? Let's say a lot of people might, if the couple's not going on a honeymoon, a lot of people might follow them back to the house and just raise all kinds of hell. You don't really hear about it too much anymore, but these used to get almost violent. Firing shotguns and pulling dirty tricks on a couple, you know.
This isn't the reception. No, this is not the reception.
The usual.
No, I've never heard of that.
You ever heard of the term chivalry?
No.
Or serenade?
No. It sounds like a Louisiana term.
I'm not sure. I ran into it in Tennessee, Arkansas. You know, the further west I got, the more familiar they were with it. People told me they would pull stuff like kidnap the groom and handcuff him to a light pole. He'd have to spend the night, you know, like that. Just, you know. Say, if you were in Knoxville over the weekend, and while you were there, you saw somebody that I knew. When you came back, you were telling me about it later.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, well, I saw so-and-so.
This weekend.
And referring to the place, you say, I saw so-and-so.
In Knoxville.
Or maybe if you were in Miami and the same thing occurred and you were telling me about it later, what would you say?
I'd say that I saw so-and-so in Miami.
Do you ever hear, or do you know if you yourself ever use something like, well, I saw so-and-so up in Knoxville. I saw so-and-so down in Miami.
I probably do, but I'm not sure.
In other words, location does make a difference.
I don't know. I don't know if I use up in and down in,
yeah,
or over in.
What about if somebody came to your house looking for somebody and he wasn't at your house, but say maybe a few houses beyond your house?
Mm-hmm.
You might say, well, he's not here, he's...
I'd probably say he's over at.
Yeah.
So I probably do use up in and down in. I'd say he's over at, say, John's, and then tell him how to get there.
I see. Or say if you were having, there were a party going on, and somebody, one of the neighbors, got a little bit upset and called the police. And when the police came over, they didn't arrest just one person. They arrested the...
They arrested everybody.
Or the crowd.
The crowd. They arrested...
If you were emphasizing the fact that it's, you know, everybody involved, they arrested the...
The whole...